You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hello, it's the 4th of August, it's Chip, and it's 2MTL 152. While I was on vacation, I had a chance to think about Series 5 in a bit of peace and quiet. Here are some of the conclusions I drew regarding the most different series of Doctor Who since its revival. The funny thing is, I was probably the only person on the planet who wasn't expecting it to be as different. I kept saying that showrunner Stephen Moffat was speaking the same language as his predecessor, just in a different accent. And that seemed true enough through the first few episodes. 11th Hour was designed to be a smooth transition between the eras, and Beast Below and Victory of the Daleks basically were RTD era episodes. But as we went along, it was apparent that this really was a different show. I've mentioned before that it was written for the box set, with many episodes hinging on knowing what went before in order to fully enjoy them. One story instead of 10. I can't say that I want a steady diet of that. I think I want a more episodic structure in Series 6. And Moffat necessarily left behind the more linear, steadily progressive character arcs that were RTD's greatest strength. Now, I say necessarily because Moffat's genius plot, and I do mean that literally, required Amy to be an impossible cipher, frequently reset, and neither did we get to know Rory well until the end. The plot didn't require we know why he and Amy were in love. I had a harder time, as a result, relating to these newly alien, contradictory, or frequently dead characters. So Series 5 was not my favorite of the resurrected Doctor Who, but I still enjoyed it quite a bit. I could happily enjoy listening to Matt Smith and Karen Gillan read a phone book. It was smart, escapist television, it was fresh and new and different, and that was essential for the show's long-term health. And with that last shot of the wedding party in the TARDIS, with the Doctor flipping a switch and Rory bracing himself, I got really excited for Series 6. Because these characters have a foundation now. We can finally know them. And without a need for reset buttons, something that's been done, and Moffat likely won't repeat that trick, I can see these three characters growing and changing at the edges of time and space as a result of the choices they make. It's dangerous to have expectations in fandom, but I can't help it. Series 5 was good, but Series 6 is going to be f***ing awesome. Sign me up. And that's my 2 minutes on Series 5, and now for another 2 minutes or so from Michael of the Ten Dog Podcast and the Doctor Who Podcasting Alliance.
Hello, my name's Michael. You might know me from shows such as the Ten Dog Podcast, the WhoCast, and even Podshock. Yes, I'm speaking on behalf of the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance. You see, we're all off. Well, some of us are all off. Very soon, Sunday the 5th of September 2010, to be precise, between 10 a.m. and 5, to Hooverville 2, the world's only Doctor Who convention held in an engine shed. Yes, there are guest appearances by loads of people from the world of Doctor Who. Sophie Aldred, who we all know played Ace. Deborah Watling played Victoria. Dee Sadler played Flowerchild. The Katie Manning. And Tristan Peatfield, production designer on Amy's Choice. As well as meeting these wonderful people, you'll be able to meet us, because there's going to be a podcasting panel, and that'll include audience participation, so you'll need to wear your speaking trousers, apparently. So go on, join us at Hooverville 2 on Sunday the 5th of September 2010 at the Midland Railway, Butterley, Ripley, Derbyshire. Tickets for adults cost £25, children £10, under 5 years are free, obviously accompanied by a paying adult. Family tickets, that's two adults and two children, are only £60. For more information, contact www.hoovers.org.uk. Now that's spelt W-H-O-O-V-E-R-S, and you can use secure booking at www.midlandrailwaycentre.co.uk. So hopefully see you there and many other members of the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance. So until then, be seeing you.
Thank you, Michael. You can find the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast on the web at twominutetimelord.com. I'm on iTunes, where you can subscribe and leave a review. I'm on Twitter and Facebook. Just look for numeral 2-Minute Time Lord. Take care, and I'll see you in a few days, or you'll hear from me in a few days. with some thoughts on The Four Doctors, a slightly problematic upcoming piece of work from Big Finish.